Chof Teves, Wednesday the 2nd of January, Rabbi Chaim Perlman, Yad Feledes Boy.
The subject for discussion I was asked to speak on, the halakhic subject, is Yad Feledes Boy. Yad Feledes Boy is important to define because it is nogea to so many different issues in halakha. Obviously, as far as Bishul on Shabbos is concerned, but not only as far as Shabbos is concerned, also because of Issa Veheta, Blias, Plates, of Macholas Asuras, of Forbidden Foods, also the Ger to Bishul Akum. So it has many, many different branches in Halacha, so it needs to be defined. In fact, the Lashon of the Babli is Yad Soledes Boy, as we will see. The Lashon of the Yerushalmi is just the opposite, is Yad Sholetes Boy. If I was a true Litvak, you probably wouldn't be able to get the difference. Yad Soledes and Yad Soledes. But be that as it may, the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is Yad Soledes Bo, means the hands has power over it, and the equivalent of Yad Soledes would be Ein HaYad Soledes Bo. Whether there is enough Gemina Lemaisa in the definition, I have a theory of my own, but perhaps not for now, could be a difference in between Yad Soledes Bo and Ein HaYad Soledes Bo. Because there's a little confusion in Halacha. If it depends, if you leave your hand on something which is reasonably hot, if you leave it there for 5 or 6 minutes, after 5 or 6 minutes you may be uncomfortable and you withdraw it. If, however, you put something on which is not on an article which is not so hot, it may be Yad Nichnes Bo, you may take it away straight away. What is the definition of Yad Soledes Bo? Does it mean you can leave your hand there for a certain period of time? It's not defined in Halacha. How long do you have to leave your hand on the article before it's Soledes, before it withdraws? Is it immediately, or maybe for a period of time? Could be enough gemina in the Lashon of the Yerushalmi and the Lashon of the Babli. I don't want to labour the point, so we'll move on. Again, Yad Soledes Bo is really a definition with regard to liquids. It's the equivalent of Machel ben Drusoy with regard to solids. Machel ben Drusoy is a minimum shear of Bishul with regard to solids. And according to many, once it's reached the Madrega of Machel ben Drusoy, which is a third or a half cup, Rashi and the Rambam, then there's no din bishul afterwards, and machlokes are poskim on that, but that's rove poskim seem to hold like that. Similarly with liquids, if it reaches the temperature of Yad Soledes Bo, whatever the temperature of Yad Soledes Bo is, then lechera there will be no din of bishul afterwards. There is an interesting chazanish. Says the chazanish, v'nira dechol shenase Yad Soledes yesh bo mishum mevashel. If you make something Yad Soledes in a solid, there is an inyan of bishul. Ava gab le inyan chiyav tzorech sheyis bashel kemachel ben drusoy. As far as to be chayav is concerned, in a solid, you're only chayav of bishul if it reaches the stage of machel ben drusoy. Nonetheless, says the Chazanish, if you take a solid and make it Yad Soledes Bo, even if it's not Kemachel Ben Drusoy, Mikomakom Isiro Ike, called a Nasi Yad Soledes, Ve'efshe De'osem In Hatera Ke'en Chatzi Shia, says the Chazanish. Rav Shlomo Zalman takes issue with this Chazanish and disagrees. He says, if it's Yad Soledes in terms of a solid, is a pure concept midrabonon. There can't be, it's not a concept midiraisa. As far as midiraisa is concerned, Bishul is only in solids, is Kemachel Ben Drusoy. That's an interesting horror of the Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Shulchan Shlomo on this Chazanish. But let's go back to the Yisod in the Gemara. Says the Gemara in the Gemara Shabbos Daf Mem Omid Beis. Tana Rabbanan, maybe Odom Kito in Mayim, one can bring a jug of water, or Meinichoi Keneget Hamadura, leave it close by the fire, Lo Bishvo Sheicham, not in order that it should get hot, and a bishvil shetafik tzinoson, in order to cool off. Even though the madura is clearly Yad Soledes Bo, that is permitted. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, maybe a isho pachsho shemen, or may nichose keneged amadura. Again, lo bishvil shevash, you can put a jug of oil next to a madura, next to a fire, not for the purposes of being mevashel, but only to cool off. Then the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, echod shemen ve'echod mayim yatzo ledesboi osu. If it reaches, if it can reach the temperature of yatzo ledesboi, even though you intend to take it away before it reaches that temperature of yatzo ledesboi, but nonetheless it, there's a potential there for reaching yatzo ledesboi, then it is forbidden. Ein yatzo ledesboi muter. So the I think the there's a chiddush here, echod shemen ve'echod mayim, because the poskim discuss maybe yatzo ledesboi has a different definition depending on which type of mashker it is. So from this Gemara, it seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara seems to be saying there's one uniform shear of yatzo ledesboi, whatever the mashkin is, whether it's water, whether it is shemen, because of course they have different rates of different boiling temperatures and different materials, but that seems to be the chiddush of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, ve'echidon. How do we define yatzo ledesboi? Omer Rechava, kol shekrisoi shel tinoik nichbes. If the tummy of a baby will get nichbes, will get burnt in some way. Says Rashi, soledes, what does soledes mean? Nimshecho le'acharecho midiogo. The person will withdraw because of worry, because of fear, shalosichbe, that will not get burnt. And he quotes the pasuk in Iyov, vasaldo bechilo. Interesting, Rashi, if you look at Rashi on Iyov, in fact this word asaldo is a hipax legomenum, for those who are not aware of what a hipax legomenum is, says Rashi, ein lo dimyon bemikro. In the Lashon of Tanakh, it's the only time this word is used, although b'Lashon HaMishneh, it's a very common word, yatzo ledesboi. That's Rashi, or Rashi on here. Says Rashi, v'hechi domi solid. What's the Gemara's question? What is the definition? Says Rashi, yesha sole mirsicho muetes, v'yesha eno sole. In other words, if the Gemara is going to give a definition of yatzo ledesboi on the hand itself, that's not definitive enough, because there are people who have got, who are margish, who feel the heat and withdraw the hand very quickly, and others have got a low point of feeling, and they can leave the hand on for a long time. So therefore the Gemara's got to give a different definition, because the definition of yad, so ledesboi, is not sufficient. Says the Gemara, therefore says, es kresha shaltina. And this, of course, is brought in Shulchan Aruch. And in Shulchan Aruch, it actually says the Lashon of Kreisu Shaltinek Nichbes. The Shulchan Aruch, Adshet Heyatzolet, the Haimu Mokav She Kreisu Shaltinek Nichbes. So the Shulchan Aruch defines, takes on this Lashon of the Gemara, that Yatzolet Esboi is defined as Heichot Kreisu Shaltinek Nichbes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting, it's a quote from Rashi. The lenuchel shayir biyad. We cannot evaluate in terms of the hand. The yesh she soled mersichum uetes. The yesh she eno soled. Some will withdraw the hand because of a minimal amount of heat, and others will not withdraw the hand. There was not, as I say, it's not defined well enough. And therefore, we have to give another definition of kreiso shaltinag, the tummy of a baby. Says the Jerisho, Mikan Teshuva Lemurei Horo. From here we see as it were, a critical comment to the Murei Horo. Teshuvalin imayatso ledes betavshel or masharan beetzba. They ask whether the finger it feels burnt when you put it on an article, and says the Jerisho, that's not good enough. Vezeh einoy elashek kreisa shatilek nichves by who be gemara k'moshe kosev rabbein, like the Torah says. So that is a definition. Kreisa shatilek, the definition of the feeling with beetzba is not good enough, and therefore it's redefined as kreisa shatilek nichves. In halacha, we find chalukei deis as to what exactly is the temperature of yad ledesboi. The Chayotam actually makes a distinction and says there's a distinction between yad soledesboi and yad shenichvesboi. In yad shenichvesboi, he says lekuli almo. If it's yad nichvesboi, the kuli almo, that's mevashel. But yad soledesboi, then it depends. It's not so clear that it's mevashel. But yad nichvesboi, that's bishul diraisa. Yad soledesboi is not necessarily bishul diraisa, and is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah as well. The Piskei Teshuva and Yeradeya brings from the Bechor Shor. The Bechor Shor Maseches Chulin. Anam lo bekiyon b'shia k'shekreso shal tinek nichva. Says the Piskei Teshuva from the Bechor Shor, we don't have sufficient expertise to determine as to what would be the temperature of kreso shal tinek nichva. The royal hachve, because of that, one should be machve pikli rishon, and she yet say has sofeg me libay, until there's no doubt whatsoever, she ain't by chamanizo, u de loike minig ha'olam, le shayr bizman, she yet she lehachsev by yad, machmas chom, mikriyat se ledisbud. Lehachsev by yad means to keep the finger on it for some period of time. Not yet, without these biscuit chum, I would understand yad se ledisbud means you put it on and immediately withdraw. He says, not like the Murray Haro, who leave the hand on for some time, that's not good enough. It's got to be at a lower temperature because we're not sure what it is. Piskei Teshuva again, therefore says we should be machmir, whatever is even the smallest amount of chamimus, that is an eventual shear of chamimus haroik, which is a pele otsum. I mean, the amount of heat that you get from a person's spittle, if you like. Well, I mean, that's hardly yad se ledisbud in terms of the man in the street's definition of yad se ledisbud. But that's what the Piskei Teshuva says. Comes along the Darkei Teshuva, quoting the Bahag, and the Teshuva quotes the Bahag, and it's again brought in another Piskei Teshuva. He says, when you milk a cow, if you milk a cow, the temperature of the cow's milk, that clearly is not yad se ledisbud. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman wants to reconcile this statement of the Bechor Shor with that of the Darkei Teshuva, and he says, "Afilu b'Yisro deraisa ein lahach b'yosa mishia shel cholov b'shas chalimo," and he says like this: "V'nei adua." It says, "Demidas chol shel cholov poro ve'ez b'shas chalivo." At the time when you are milking, it doesn't go higher than 40 degrees. Up to 40 degrees. 40 degrees is no shaila. That's clearly 40 degrees centigrade. That is the temperature of a cow's milk, if you like, and that certainly is defined as a tzoni. The gam inzes sose klal estivrei chavashor that we mentioned before, who mentions the shear of rope. Kim the shear hachom shall odom b'shas cholyo, body temperature is 37 degrees, 98.6 Fahrenheit. But if a person is sick, it goes up, let's say, a few degrees, let's say to 40 degrees. So kim the shear hachom shall odom b'shas cholyo gamkin magiel to 40 degrees. In other words, the temperature of the roke of a human person is body temperature, which is about 40 degrees, which would be a similar temperature, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, to the cow's milk, which is also about 40 degrees. So there's no contradiction between those two measurements. But then he says, he goes to a Gemara in Chulin, an ingenious way. The Gemara has a Gemara in Chulin, as you're probably familiar with, in Chulin Daf Ches. The Gemara discusses whether Beis HaShchito, the Mokum HaShchito, is it Solein or Roseh? A discussion in the Gemara. And the Iker D'Amri there, in the second lashon of the Gemara, everybody agrees the Beis HaShchito is considered to be tzon. So if that's the case, one holds, if you take a sakin shalakum, you've got a trape knife and you shet from the Beis HaShchito, you've got to do, one holds you've got to be kolef, one holds media. So why do you have to be, if it's sewn in, you can just wash it off, and why do you have to be kolef? Says the Gemara, you know why? Because of duchka to sakin, or whatever it is. I'll go upon him, the Iker D'Amri, and both the Rosh and the main Paskin, Rashi, the Rosh, both Paskin, Beis HaShchito is tzon. So that gives us the lower measure, if you like, of what is considered to be tzon. Now, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, an impeccable logic, there's no difference, the Gemara doesn't make a distinction whether you're shechting a chicken or whether you're shechting a behemoth. So let's look at the body temperature of a behemoth and the body temperature of opus. And he says, For example, is cholup mivnei odom shein beerech 37 degrees. The temperature, body temperature of a human being is roughly is 37 degrees normal temperature. But that of a duck is not the same of a porot. Apparently, the body temperature of a porot is 40 degrees. But the midas cham shel barbaz bari, if a wild duck, apparently goes up to 45 degrees. I see Professor Lev has done some research, Bar-Ilan did some research on this, and they found that there's a kosher bird, which has a body temperature of 47 degrees. Now, the Gemara is not mechalek. The Gemara says wherever the Beis HaShchito is considered to be tzonim. It makes no difference whether you're shechting a behemoth or whether you're shechting a bird. Whatever you're shechting. And says Rav Shlomo Zalman, and even if the bird is sick, we don't find a distinction between shechting a bird which is a healthy bird or a bird which is a chola. And if a human being has a temperature, it can go up 2 or 3 degrees. So presumably also a bird who is a bit sick, perfectly kosher, not necessarily tripe, it can go up a couple of degrees. So therefore, it would still be considered the Beis HaShchito Tzonim. So therefore you see up to 48 degrees, 45 degrees is the temperature of a bird, Professor Lev found a bird of 47 degrees. But if you add another degree, and the Beis HaShchito probably, because of the commotion that takes place when there is a Beis HaShchito, is probably a degree higher than normal body temperature. So add on another couple of degrees for a cholera as well, you get roughly to a 48 degrees or thereabouts. So 48 degrees, we've already got a definition in the Gemara, that's considered to be tzonim. So that must be our minimum level, in other words, up to 48 degrees, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, therefore must be considered to be tzonim, even lekula. Of course, at the other end of the spectrum, if you want to do a bishul achabishul, you have to have the other end, you have up to 80 degrees. In fact, there's a stira between two shugras and Rav Moshe. One shugra of Rav Moshe says 71 degrees, and another shugra of Rav Moshe says 79.4. He uses the Fahrenheit equivalent, but nonetheless it translates to 79.4. So stira in the shugras of Rav Moshe in two different places. Or be that as it may, sometimes it's a kula, the lowest point, or the higher point can be a kula as well. As far as a bishul achabishul is concerned, the higher point would be, would say ein bishul achabishul up to about, let's say, 80 degrees in the chol hadeis would be ein bishul achabishul. So it says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that would take us up to 48 degrees. Comes along Rabbi Tzion Abashol, the Svarish Agodos, the great Svarish Apoisik, and takes issue with Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says as follows. When you think about it, after all, the range of a Beis HaShchito is, for behemoths, roughly 38 degrees, and to a maximum, let's say, of 45 degrees. So you're going, and yet, there is a mandiyoma in the Gemara, we don't pass like that, it says Beis HaShchito Roseach. Says, how can you have a machlokis in a metzias between a range of 38 degrees to 45 degrees that one will hold Beis HaShchito Roseach and the other one would hold Beis HaShchito Tzon? The margin is too wide, it's too big a range to have such a machlokis. Elamai, where you cannot bring a raya from whether Beis HaShchito Tzon or Beis HaShchito Roseach to the temperature of Yad Zeledesboy. Says Ben Tzion Abashol, Achidush Gol, that in the same way we know that we distinguish between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni. Sometimes we can be machmir on a Kli Rishon even though the temperature is lower than the temperature of the Kli Sheni. The Kli Sheni will be mekel, even though the temperature of a Kli Sheni could be higher than the temperature of a Kli Rishon, depending on the circumstance. I haven't got time to go into the detail, but you can understand. A Kli Sheni ain't a mevashel, and a Kli Rishon is mevashel. What happens if the Kli Sheni is a higher temperature than the Kli Rishon? We're still going to be machmir on the Kli Rishon over a Kli Sheni. So that's the pshat. He says, when the Gemara talks about Beis HaShchito Tzonin or Beis HaShchito Roseach, all the Gemara is trying to define, is the Beis HaShchito, has it got a din of a Kli Rishon, or has it got a din of a Kli Sheni? It's not defining the temperature. The temperature can be, as we can see, can be from 38 degrees to about 45 degrees. One will hold what is solar and one will hold roseach in terms of temperature. But that's not what we're trying to define here. We're trying to define whether the Pesach Shchiso in essence is a Kli Rishon or is it a Kli Sheni. Following on from that, since the Gemara paskins that Pesach Shchiso is Tzonen, therefore we can conclude that the Pesach Shchiso has a din of a Kli Sheni. Now that we know it has a din of a Kli Sheni, then we can start playing around with the temperatures. Interesting vort of Rav Tzina Abba Shlomo. He takes issue with the whole Mahalach of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that we can use this definition of Pesach Shchiso Tzonen, Pesach Shchiso Roseach, as a definition beyond the Lebesburg. Therefore, and one more, he says Rabbi Tzina Abishol, he says it's not true to say that we cannot measure objectively the shear of Beis HaTina of Tinoch, Kreisa Shal Tinoch Nichva. He says we can measure Kreisa Shal Tinoch Nichva. He takes issue with the earlier Acharonim of the Bechor Shor, I think we said before, that Kreisa Shal Tinoch Nichva is not something which you can objectively measure. He says that today you can measure that the Kreisa Shal Tinoch gets scalded at a temperature of 40 degrees. And therefore he says, the lower limit for Yatzah Ledesbo, you've got to be machmir on, for Lechumra that is, of course not probably Yatzah Ledesbo, but Lechumra, one should be machmir already from the temperature of 40 degrees, because that is the temperature that Kreisa Shel Tinoch Nichva. I'm a little bit puzzled here, because does it mean that the Kreisa Shel Tinoch Nichva, if you just leave it there for a flash second, I doubt whether it'll be Nichva at that temperature, but Dr. Harris, maybe you can guide me on that. But if you leave it on for a certain amount of time, then I can understand that 40 degrees Kreisa Shel Tinoch Nichva. But if it just sort of put it on straight away, and the poskim don't define how long you have to leave it. That troubles me. There's no definition of how long you have to leave it on. And as I said before, maybe that's a different nafkamina between the Babli and the Yishalmi. Babli defines it in terms of Yad Soledesboi, and the Yishalmi defines it in terms of Yad Sholetesboi. Means Eina Yad Sholetesboi means that gives you a period of time to be sholet on something. Gives you so in other words, we define it in terms of a quite a substantial period of time, was according to the Babli, Yatzoletesboi seems to imply from the Babli, it's you withdraw the hand straight away. Again, I've got no rise for that, but so it would appear to me. He then quotes the Chumra, he says, he quotes from the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai says, at the other end of the spectrum, if you want to be sure there's Ein Bishul Acha Bishul, it must be a temperature where, if you were to drink it, you wouldn't be able to drink it at all. Okay, a hot cup of tea, which is very hot, you can't even put it in. That must be a temperature, he says, of 80 degrees. Then, if it's a temperature of 80 degrees, then already that would be Ein Bishul Acha Bishul with regard to liquids, that is Lechumra, of course. So you got the range. Sometimes, as I say, it's a Chumra to treat it as Yatzah Ledesboi at a lower range, and sometimes it's a Chumra to treat it as 80 degrees at the other end of the spectrum, because we're worried about the problem of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. To summarize, we have a range of views. If you look in the Metzudas Dovid, that's from David Feldman on his Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in his comments there, he again is exactly like Rav Tzion Abishol. He says the temperature of Yatzah Ledesboi to be Machmir, you have to be Machmir from 40 degrees, because that is the shear that he says, his lashon is interesting. Shezeu shear chom she'i'ef shelirchos bo tinek ben yomo mechashash kevir. Interesting, he uses the expression yefshel lirchotzbo. It's not just dabbing a piece of some water on it, but yefshel lirchotzbo, to give it a proper bath. You cannot bath a baby in a temperature of 40 degrees, and therefore it would be nichbas. Now, if you're bathing a baby, it obviously means they're leaving it for some time. And that fits in with what Ben Abishol says. So it could well be that the difference between Ben Tzion Abishol, who says 40 degrees, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says 48 degrees, because Ben Tzion Abishol and the Feldman's kids are talking about where you're bathing a baby. If you bathe a baby, then it would be nichvas at a temperature of 40 degrees. But if you're not just bathing a baby, if the baby comes in contact with water, which is 40 degrees, it won't have any effect on the baby's tummy. But if you leave it there, if you leave it there for some time, of course it will have an effect. But when will it have an effect on a baby? At 45 degrees, that perhaps would have an effect on the baby, even if you're not bathing the baby. But it's nifus. Maybe that's a reconciliation of the two views that just occurs to me just now.
Degrees,
sorry?
You can drink at 40 degrees.
We're talking about a little baby is a bit different from, the Chazal divide, Lechumra, that is. Lechumra divide as Kreisa Shotinek Nichnus by. So the Sin Abishol and the Feldman's Kitzah say 40 degrees. The Loshon of the Feldman's Kitzah is, the Feldman in his notes is, she Eshel Lirchus by Tinek, means to bathe it, which means give a baby a bath in something which is not the right temperature. It will get Nichnus by if you leave it there for some time. But perhaps Nichnus by, it doesn't mean to bathe. According to Shlomo Zalman, who has a kind of point of 48 degrees, maybe he understood that Lirchus Bo is not the Shia. It means you have to be able to, it has to get burned just by contact alone. And that would be 48 degrees. Maybe that's the difference between the two. Ramosha defines the answer from 43 degrees. And in one place, as I say, the maximum is 71. The other place, he says 79.4. And interestingly enough, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and Rabban Kotler have the Shia of Yad Soledes Bay at 52 degrees. And in fact, Professor Levin did some research on this, and he says, if you take Dam Shebishle, how do you, the Gemara talks about Dam Shebishle, if you, Mavashel Dam, he says, if you expose Dam to a temperature of 50 degrees, you can tell a difference in the structure of the dam only by means of a microscope. But when it gets to 58 degrees or towards 50, then you can see a breakdown in the construction of the dam, which would be that would certainly be a Yad Soledes this way. And then he tries to he discusses the temperature of the Shabbos talks about being Megalgel Es Habeo. First of all, discussion whether an egg is considered to be a mashke, or is it noichel? And it depends on the context. In certain contexts, an egg is considered to be a mashke. And he conducts experiments, if you try to boil an egg, at what stage does the egg, if you take the white of an egg, it's a pure liquid. At 50 degrees, it starts to get a little bit, the white starts to get a little bit solid. At 60 degrees, it solidifies. So that maybe he wants to use that as a definition of Yad Soledes Bo, and there's some research has been done on the subject, but as I say, I've run out of time, so we'll leave it there. Thank you.